Hi there. The word for you today is, let God transform you. Romans 12 verse 2, a familiar scripture says, be transformed. How? By renewing your mind. You know, our self-image is formed early on feedback from parents, teachers, and other authority figures. So, changing it isn't easy. It doesn't come from inspiration or even perspiration, but from letting the Holy Spirit transform you. And how does that happen? Paul answers, by renewing your mind. Recalling when his boys were young, one preacher says they were playing with a toy truck, complete with the sounds of grinding gears and roaring engines. I didn't pay much attention as I unwound from the day's stresses. Distractedly, I glanced down and noticed the boys were now running an aeroplane down an imaginary runway. What happened to the truck? I asked. Daddy, this is a transformer. It can be transformed into whatever we want. They explained, God made the first transformer. He created man in such a way that he could pull a woman out of him. From one creative act, God transformed the man into a marriage, the marriage into a family, and the family into a society. He never reached back into the ground again, because the power to transform was intrinsically placed in man. All kinds of potential is locked into your spirit. And for the Christian, transformation at its optimum is the outworking of the internal. God placed certain things in you that must come out, and when you're tired of trying to unlock your own resources, allow him to release in you the power to become whatever you need to be. John 1 and 12, great scripture. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. Christ empowers us to slip out of who we were forced to be, and he transforms us into who he created us to be.